Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, so we got the text from Change the Coach Guy. And as you like to say, as we like to say, you know, as fans, you can do whatever you want. You can feel however you want. The only thing that we recommend is that you, I mean this with all sincerity, and it applies even more this weekend, to treat each other with respect. For those that are going to be on campus tomorrow, treat the visitors with respect. And if you are a guest, if you are a visitor, act respectful. Don't be a moron. But anyway, Gator, you can feel however you want. I'm trying to figure out if this particular coaching cycle this year is the way it's going to be moving forward, with quick triggers and coaches jettisoned in mass numbers early. Do you think this is going to be an atypical type of off or season in terms of coaching changes, or do you think this is the way it's going to be moving forward?
I think this is, it strikes me as atypical. I get that teams now have funding from all over the place that now emboldens them to do really whatever they want. So, but there's some staggering numbers out there. I think really what's going to end up happening is you're going to see coaches that get hired in try to find a way to really solidify that contract standing, that it's all going to be paid, that there's no, you know, there's a buyout, you're buying out the remainder of the contract. So I think there's maybe a difference from that regard, but I don't, I can't think that this is going to be the norm to see guys with more than, you know, $50 million or more left on a contract to be fired. We'll see what happens. What's Brian Kelly's deal in LSU? I mean, always curious to see what happens there, because that's kind of a crazy fan base. No matter how successful they are, it's not good enough if you don't win the national championship. And with Billy Napier gone from Florida, does that open up the door for them to want to say, you know what, we're going to go with this guy. He's younger and, you know, he's been here before.
Well, as you take a look at the open jobs. Sorry.
I was going to ask you, do you feel like this is?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. Because I don't know that this is a great year to be looking for a coach. And there's a few reasons why. Penn State job's open. Florida job's open. Oklahoma State is open. Virginia Tech is open. Arkansas is open. Stanford is open. UCLA is open. I mean, I can keep going. And there might be other jobs. Wisconsin might be open. Florida State might be open.
But here's what's different, and I don't mean to cut you off. It's just giving you fuel to further make your point. It's different now, though. Because of NIL and because of the transfer portal, it's a different world of college football. It's, you have to weigh what is the most important criteria in finding a head coach? It's no longer, you know, being the X's and O's guys who can go out and recruit the hell out of high school. That's not it anymore. And not by a long shot. Now it's better be good at X's and O's, but better have the ability to fundraise and make sure that, and if you're a coach, the best jobs are no longer tied to the programs that were traditional greats. Now it's tied to which school has the deepest pockets. You know, would it surprise you? I guess maybe it would. It would maybe surprise all of us, but I'm surprised to a point that a school like Harvard hasn't decided, you know what? We've got more billionaires that we have graduated from our university by like threefold over the next school or whatever the number is. I looked this up last week. It's an insane amount of billionaires that Harvard has. If they ever decided, you know what, we're going to lower our standards because really what football, college football has become is it's professional football. It's no longer tied to necessarily representing the university and being a student athlete and all that. What's to stop Harvard or Stanford, for instance, who has been a power at times? I mean, a power is a strong word, but that's another school that has an incredible amount of billionaires in their alumni that they can just step up and say, yeah, you know what? Here's a grant of $20 million. Go and do what you want.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What?
Anyway, as I was saying, there's a lot of coaching jobs open. I'm talking about the volume, okay? The volume of coaching jobs this year is pretty high. You keep going with Oregon State and Kent State and UAB and jobs that could be added to this list. Some of them, you know, huge jobs, some of them not so much. And that's why I'm asking, is this an atypical year? Because if it is, if we think this year is different, is this the year that you want to be looking for a coach? And here's something that started to happen last week, and I bet it's going to happen more. Athletic departments are playing defense. Indiana signed Kurt Cignetti. That's a fend move. We're fending off all comers. Anybody who wants our guy.
Staving off competition.
Staving off anybody who's trying to lure away our guy. What do you think's going on at Ole Miss right now with Lane Kiffin? What do you think's going on at Texas A&M with Mike Elko? And you might say, well, it's not about Michigan State getting those guys. But if Lane Kiffin was going to go to Florida, now somebody else goes to Florida if he re-ups with Ole Miss. If Mike Elko has Penn State ties. If he stays at Texas A&M, somebody else goes to Penn State. And you start this trickle-down effect where between the defense that gets played and the number of jobs that are open, the pool of good candidates might not be the same. Now, it doesn't mean you don't do it, but it's just something to keep in mind.
Well, that's why I say, I mean, the former traditional powers, it's no longer traditional powers. For if you're Lane Kiffin, are you going to Florida because Florida has been an SEC power in the past? Or, you know, what's their status with their alumni base and how much they're willing to fundraise?
Well,
that's what it comes down to.
And big programs get a new coach bump. Most of them get new coach bumps. where the new coach comes in and everybody's excited. And I want to be a part of this and ride the wave and get on board. So I think if you're, I think most of these jobs that we've talked about at the top of the food chain, like I'll tell you, an underrated job right now is Virginia Tech. And Virginia Tech has accessibility to Washington, D.C. talent. I will put together staff with a lot of Washington, D.C. ties, and they're in the ACC. And life in the ACC is different than life in the Big Ten of the SEC. But anyway, long story short, it's just something to keep in mind. It's a weird hiring cycle. I also tell you something else that's weird going on. Nebraska plays Northwestern this weekend. And there's been talk about Matt Rhule to Penn State. But Matt Rhule just lost to Minnesota. And people are starting to look at his record. And the whole three-year thing is when his programs have taken off. And it's not exactly taking off this year at Nebraska. If they lose to Northwestern this weekend, I wonder if he's not only losing his way out of a Penn State opportunity, if he's losing his way out of his job at Nebraska.
Sure.
248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls. Nadine, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Nadine.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, first time caller. I've never called in, so.
Well, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening.
Love listening to you guys. I was just saying, for me personally, I've been a Michigan State fan my whole life, and I just feel like we've lost the excitement in the program. And to get somebody like a Dan Campbell who had an investment, and like he played for the Lions, so what it was is he wanted to see them win. We need someone that brings that excitement but has, you know, like it has the love for Michigan State like we do, and just to bring that excitement back into the program, kind of like an Izzo does, you know, just keeps it going.
Now, Mark D'Antonio was that guy.
100%. That's, but it's like instead of bringing him back again, it's almost finding someone like him.
Yeah, no, I understand the point. Yeah, that's why I bring it up, because it's recent. Yeah. Like someone like D'Antonio had been here before as an assistant coach and under Nick Saban and then that. And you got to find who's there in that tree. If you want somebody that has Spartan ties, unfortunately, you know, there aren't many out there that have that head coaching experience, which I think is something that's kind of meaningful, is to have head coaching experience.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, otherwise.
Is that Narduzzi?
I mean, I don't know if Nardog wants to come back or if he's happy with life in Pitt. And I don't know if, I mean, he's tough as nails and he has tough teams, but I'm not going to be all terribly excited if that's a hire.
But it's kind of like we bring in that grit in, like, you know, like Dan Campbell does, where it's like it's bringing in that excitement, but also the getting the players in unity. Like I don't feel like we have unity right now at Michigan State when it comes to football. We go, we tailgate, we just, okay, that's great. Like there's not the excitement around the traditions, the winning, the, you know, any of that right now.
Yeah, and there's no question that Jonathan Smith is not a guy who's going to instill enthusiasm.
Well, he doesn't win at the podium.
Passion. Well, that's the thing. That's you don't see it. You don't see it at the podium. You don't see him on the sidelines where he's all fiery. You don't see any of that. And I'm not saying he's a bad coach, because I think he's an X's and O's guy.
His style is...
It's a different style. And what Nadine is saying is that she wants somebody that's got a different style altogether than Jonathan Smith. And she's not alone. There's a bunch of people who would like to see that. Some people want to say, go ahead and take a chance. Go ahead and hire Max Bulla away from Notre Dame to become your head coach, even though he's got no head coaching experience.
He's not been a coordinator yet, has he?
Is he the DC now?
I don't think so, but he might be. No, the DC's Chris Ash, right? At Notre Dame? And they're struggling defensively, isn't it, Chris Ash?
He is. You're correct. He is the linebackers coach right now.
All right.
So, I mean, to get that kind of a bump, it seems way early for a guy who's 33 years old to give him a head coaching gig. But, you know, some of the great coaches got their starts because somebody took a chance on him. But no head coaching experience, that's, I don't know if it's a red flag, but for some people it's a non-starter.
Nadine, thank you for the phone call. Do call again. And we appreciate you listening. 248-539-9797. Get your predictions on the game. What do you think is going to happen? Give us a winner and a score. The path to victory for your team. We keep track of these and go back on Monday and see who does the best. Like one of our Twitter guys did with the Lions and Tampa. None of us were really close. Nobody was close to 24-9. But we had one guy who was the closest. I can't remember his name. I should look it up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.